Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We live in a world of chaos, a world where countries are engaged in battle and others are poised for one, where leaders of our nation propel threats to each other with reckless abandon of any consequence, and where thoughtless diplomacy has gone extinct. And we live in a nation of chaos, a world where we value the right of an individual over the life of an individual, where we protect the freedoms of choice, but withdraw these same protections for the unborn, where personal truth claims supersede biblical ones, and where the proclamation of a living God is suppressed at every turn. And we live in a world where the morality of the nation and the morality of the world has been offered up on the altar of capitalism and greed. And the smoke that rises is a displeasing aroma to God. It's a world where the very moral fabric has not just been torn, but completely shred. And all that remains is a deteriorating remnant that continues to decay. And we live in communities of relativism, where truth claims are as shifting as the seashore, but imposed upon us as fact, and where participating in society requires subscription to these ideologies. And we live in a world of people who see the invisible promise of wealth and power, but are blind to the promise of the visible and powerful living God. But it's not just the world that's in chaos. It's us too. We live in families that run from one activity to another and to another, and where meals come from paper bags and are served with a small side of relationships. Where the value of family is measured by the ink on a weekly schedule, and where experiences have replaced time with family and time with God. And added to all of this are the unexpected events that strain the very stability of our lives. We are just one paycheck away from financial disaster, one diagnosis away from emotional and physical destruction, and one event away from drowning. And like a raging river, our world and our nation and our lives have been swept up, and they're being cast against the stones of materialism and of lust and of greed and godlessness. And every one of us searches for a rock, an anchor where we can ride out that storm. And we attach ourselves to work and to our family and to money, to anything. What we're searching for is control. And we believe that controlling our lives and our situations are the best anchors that we can have. But we also know, that when we cling to that anchor, that it pulls us deeper underwater and that we're drowning. And we know that our only hope is in a Savior. And it's comforting to know. It's comforting to know that we are not unique in turning towards that stability in our lives. Because we see examples of it throughout the Bible. We see where people have tried to anchor themselves and they failed. But then they have found that anchor in Jesus Christ. When Peter got out of the boat and he walked on water, he realized what he was doing and he was afraid. And he began to sink, and he cried out, said, "Lord, save me." He had let go of his rock, and immediately he began to sink. But he found his rock in the hand of Jesus. The disciples, after a long day, found themselves in the middle of a terrible storm with the boat that was sinking. They had let go of their rock and they had replaced it with fear. They found their rock in their master's voice as he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And Jonah was drowning in a sea of disobedience. He had run from the command of God and was in search of a new rock, a new anchor. And he found it in the stomach of a large fish. You see, we find accounts of these, of people who have let go of the rock of Christ, only to be plunged into the river of chaos and turmoil. And we find in these accounts of how letting go of God meant letting go of stability, of safety and peace. How letting go of God meant drowning. But we also find in them a reminder so powerful that it calms our turbulent sea and anchors us to peace eternal. You see, you can't find peace until you find Jesus. And since Jesus has already found you, you have already found peace. See, 2,000 years ago, he plunged himself into the waters of chaos and of sin. And he never let go of God. And he clung to him in perfect faith and perfect obedience. And on that cross, he drowned in our place. And he suffered the consequences of our sin so that we would be saved. And after his work was complete, he didn't turn his back on the rivers of this world. But what he did instead was he walked into the middle of them. And he became our rock. And he became our anchor. And he became our salvation. And he stands there today. And his arms are wide open. And he calls to us to attach us to him by faith and by the work of the Holy Spirit. So you see, we already have peace because we are attached to Jesus. And it may not look like it in your moment. And I'm sure if you were to ask Jonah, he would disagree that he found peace through Christ while he was being swallowed up. But you see, it was God who came to Jonah, who sent to him a fish and saved his life. And it was through the work of God that Jonah became reattached to that anchor and found peace. Now, don't mistake this point. Peace is not the destination that we aim for while we are here on earth. You see, peace is an artifact. It's an effect of being connected to God. It's the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. That's what reminds us that we are children of God. And it motivates us to share that same offer of peace to everyone we meet. See, we find peace in Christ so that we too can stand in the midst of the sea of a turbulent world, of suffering and injustice, and have the strength to reach out to others who are drowning and to show them the anchor of peace that is Jesus Christ. You see, this is stewardship. It's recognizing that even though we still stand in that raging river, we are anchored and we have peace. And it's because of this peace that we can bring peace to others. And how we do that is by participating in the various ministries here at church. It's by serving food to our hungry or welcoming visitors. joining the choir or teaching the children. It's any number of different things. But the single thing they all have in common is bringing peace. We bring the peace of God to others through our service. You see, it's an honor. God could call them to see at any moment, but he doesn't. Instead, he invites us to participate in bringing that peace to the world. And we should be honored that he chose us, sinful people, to participate in his sinless and perfect plan. It's an honor to be attached to Christ. It's an honor to serve. And it's an honor to experience peace like a river. And I'd like to ask you this morning how you will honor Christ by bringing peace like a river to somebody searching for an anchor. Let's pray. From Psalm 62, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence, surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him. For God is our refuge. Amen.